I am mentally sound when my physical body functions well. I am mentally sound when my physical body functions well. How do I get my physical body to function well? How do I keep my physical body in divine order? How do I manage all of my attitudes in this physical body? How do I manage my eyes, ear, nose, throat, every bit of me? Well, the way I handle it best is when I say, I am in divine order right now. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. So when I can say I am ideal wholeness, and then I begin to look at various areas of my body and see them in ideal wholeness, they begin to shine forth that ideal wholeness in every area of my being. When I begin to see my physical body beautiful, glorious, and call it good, then I am mentally sound, because this is my reality. This is my joy. This is who and what I am. My physical body functions well when I put the causes in motion for it. Now, putting causes in motion for my physical body is not a difficult thing, but it's a very definite thing. How do I want to put causes in motion for my physical body? Well, I begin by looking at every aspect of me and calling it beautiful and good. I say my eyes are wonderful. I see everything beautiful. And of course, if my eyes are wonderful, I will see everything beautiful. If my eyes are glorious, I will see all the world glorious. I will see all the trees green and beautiful. I will see all the trees stately and tall. I'll see all of the trees producing their fruits and producing their seed and doing all the beautiful things that make them a glorious example of a tree. Now, that's when I see with my eyes. I have the opportunity of looking with my eyes. I have the opportunity of looking with my sight. And when I see with my sight, and when I see with my sight and I see it whole and perfect, when my sight, my physical body functions well, when I see it well, when I visualize it well, when I look at my hands, I look at my feet, I look at my heart, I look at my head, all are doing their divinely appointed thing, and all are doing the divinely appointed thing right now. It's just up to me how I want to express them, how I want to live them, how I want to have them be in my life. Now, it's so easy to look at appearances, appearances that are there but do not have to be there. If I look at a flood, I say, flood, oh, so much water. And if I look at a flood and I say, there is enough water for all of the needs that I have for it. The water flows in its ideally appointed place. Instead of seeing it flood, I see it water flowing in its ideally appointed place. Instead of seeing water that's damaging things, I see water that is flowing in its ideally appointed place. I come back to the truth. I come back to reassuring myself of the truth, rephrasing the truth, rehearsing the truth, speaking the truth. And as I do this, the truth then reveals itself in my world. The truth then reveals itself to me. I am mentally sound when my physical body functions well. And so I think of my physical body functioning well. I think of my heart doing all of the things it is designed to do. I think of my heart as beating in its perfect, wonderful pattern. Yes, it beats a lot. During my lifetime, it is a very busy heart. But it's a perfect heart. It works ideally. It works in ideal format. There's everything about my heart that is perfect and right now. And it's because my physical body functions well. I am mentally sound when my physical body functions well. What's the benefit of being mentally sound? The benefit of being mentally sound is when we are living in a thoughtful, powerful, joyful universe. Our mind is the one that gives us the pictures of all the things that go on in our world. So if I look at the world and I see the world topsy-turvy, then my mind is what takes that world and puts it to right. My mind is what balances all things and brings them all in divine order. My mind. So I am mentally sound when my physical world, my physical body, and my physical life function well. Now, it's up to me. It's up to me to have my mind mentally sound. It's up to me to think positive, joyous thoughts. It's up to me to think beautiful ideas about myself and about my world. When you go to the doctor, do you say, "I'm going to the doctor for him to help me"? Or are you going to the doctor and say, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I go to the doctor, and he finds me absolutely perfect, and he says, 'My goodness, you live in a healthy body. My goodness, you do healthy things. My goodness, you have healthy thoughts. My goodness, you are a pride to the human race. You are doing everything beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly now.'" Ha-ha. That's because I am mentally sound. When I am mentally sound, I think mentally sound thoughts for my body. I think mentally sound thoughts for my life. I think mentally sound thoughts for me. Everything I do is mentally sound, because that's what it's all about. For 37 years now, the University of Healing has been serving here in Campo, California, bringing people all over the world these positive thoughts. These positive thoughts of, "I am mentally sound when my physical body functions well." And every day, each member on campus arises and says, "I am ideal wholeness." Every day, each member, each student of the University of Healing worldwide say, "I am ideally whole and perfect right now. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal righteousness. I am ideal right-useness. I am ideal now. I am ideal right now." And everything is ideal. It's just a matter of how I speak my word, how I think my thought, how I have the desire in my heart. What do I want the desire of my heart to reveal in my life? Whatever it is that I want the desire of my life to reveal in my heart, it will reveal it. My physical body functions well when my mental attitudes are A number one. Oh, I can go around with mental attitudes that are unhappy and then wonder why the world is all shook up. Or I can go around with mental attitude that all is in divine order, all is beautiful, all is good, and then find that all the world takes a hold of my mental attitude of all in divine order, and all is in divine order. All is functioning beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly now. It's my choice. It's my thought. It's my attitude. It's my life. And it's up to me whether I make it a beautiful thing or I make it something that is less than perfect. It can always be the beautiful thing. Whether it's less than perfect for a moment or not makes no difference. It can always be a beautiful thing because it is a beautiful thing. And I call forth that beautiful thing and I express that beautiful thing and I live that beautiful thing in every aspect of my being. I do that by having balance in my mind. I do that by recognizing when I have balance in my mind, my physical body functions very well, perfectly, ideally, magnificently, now and always. Because that's what makes the world go round. That's what makes all these things happen in their beautiful, marvelous way. And is that what's happening to you? Is that what's happening to me? Is that what's happening that's making my life the most exciting adventure that ever happened anywhere? It's my choice. It's my choice. I am mentally sound when my physical body functions well. I am ideal wholeness right now. I name it, I claim it, I enjoy it, I live it, and it's mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.